You're listening to SBS News.
The stay-at-home orders applying to Sydney's Northern Beaches residents will continue, with stricter limits on gatherings announced. In the Northern Zone, a cap on indoor and outdoor gatherings of 5 people within that zone applies until January the 9th, while in the Southern Zone, the cap is 10 people until January the 2nd. It comes as the state recorded 5 locally acquired COVID-19 cases, all linked to the Northern Beaches outbreak. New South Wales Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kerry Chant thanked Northern Beaches residents for their patience while health authorities try to identify all links to the cases.
We are pushing to no community transmission, so we are wanting to stop this COVID in its tracks, and therefore we need to be very cautious. We know that the northern end of the Northern Beaches is an area where there is much greater risk, but we also have many contacts that live within, close contacts, that live within the southern end. And we also know the way that movement comes up and down that peninsula, there is a lot of mixing of people from within the northern and the southern zones in the usual course. So when we haven't identified all the routes of transmission in the northern, the concerns we've got is that those people may have come into the southern.
And residents enjoying some fresh air at DY Beach at the southern end of the Northern Beaches had mixed reactions to the restrictions.
Oh, look, I'm just going with what they say, and, you know, you just deal with it every day. So, you know, it is what it is, and just take every day as it comes. And
well, it's a little bit sad, but, you know, I don't think it's so bad here because it's not quite that strict where us being on the southern side, it's a little bit easier for us. So I've got the beautiful beach to come to, and I look at it positively because I love the beach and like the water. As long as I can come down and see the water, have a coffee, have a chat, I'm great.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the Sydney Harbour fireworks will proceed, but with stricter restrictions on household and outdoor gatherings. A permit system will regulate the number of people seeking to enter Sydney CBD designated zones around Circular Quay, North Sydney and the city on New Year's Eve. In Greater Sydney, council events and functions at CBD business venues will proceed with strict requirements around distancing, allocated seating and record keeping. Also in Greater Sydney, outdoor gatherings such as picnics will be reduced from a cap of 100 to 50. Camping out at fireworks vantage points around the harbour is banned, and household gathering limits will remain at 10 people, including children. Places along the Sydney Harbour foreshore that were reserved for frontline workers have been cancelled. Ms Berejiklian says the measures are about risk management.
So unless you have a permit to go to someone's home with not more than 10 people, or you have a permit from Service New South Wales to attend a hospitality venue, nobody should be in the CBD at all. And that is our strong message. All of us, no matter where we are in New South Wales or Australia and the world for that matter, can enjoy the 7-minute display from home. And that is the safest way this year to enjoy the fireworks.
And Victoria has continued its run of days with no new locally acquired cases of COVID-19, with today marking day 59. However, 2 new overseas acquired infections were recorded in hotel quarantine. The cases are in a woman aged in her 20s and a child aged under 10. A woman who posted on social media she would leave hotel quarantine in Perth and was later caught by police after fleeing her accommodation has returned a negative COVID-19 test result. Australian citizen Jenny Marie Dubius was required to stay in hotel quarantine for 14 days upon her arrival from Spain. She now faces the prospect of a fine of up to $50,000 and up to 12 months in jail after leaving her accommodation. WA Acting Premier and Health Minister Roger Cook says measures will be taken to ensure breaches of hotel quarantine do not happen again.
Well, she made threats, like many people do, and obviously they have to work in the best interests of that person's health and well-being, but also in the interests of making sure the facility is secure. But look, I don't make any excuses. It's not good enough. This, any small crack in Fortress Western Australia is not good enough.
Meanwhile, there's renewed optimism about the rollout of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt announced today that Australia's vaccine program is on track and ahead of schedule with two important developments.
First, it's not just on track, but we are hopeful that we will have both domestic production and international imports ahead of schedule. And I think that's reassuring, reaffirming, and an important point of hope. Secondly, that their progress through the international regulators is also ahead of where I had previously understood it to have been. The results are good, and I think that's the important thing. They're early, they don't have all of the data in yet, but the results are good.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to COVID-19 in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.